Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have you ever seen someone you know on a plane or ran into a celebrity on a plane? Just curious. Like, all of a sudden, you're at the airport. You're like, dang, who's that over there? 314-531-9898. I feel like this happens to people all the time. It's never happened to me.
Never?
What?
I've never seen someone that I know at the airport, just randomly ran into them. I've never seen a celebrity at the airport. My dad still tells this story like it's new. He ran into Robin Meade from CNN. It was on the same flight as her. And he tells everybody, I was on the same flight as Robin Meade. I've never had that happen before. Has anyone ever been on a flight, ran into him? You weren't flying with him. Like, oh my God, is this so-and-so? 314-531-9898. Hannah barely got on the plane. If you heard plane earlier, if you heard this story, I guess they had overbooked the flight and there wasn't any room for her. Eventually, they got her on the plane and they're like, okay, we found a spot for you, because they moved somebody and put them in the cockpit. Gave Hannah a seat, and Hannah sits down and is sitting right next to
Some guy I went to high school with, and I used to Snapchat, and it was really awkward.
Oh, what does that mean? Snapchat, is that a code word for using nudies? Because I always say Snapchat's only for nudies.
No, we didn't do nudies. But
yeah, you did.
No,
that's
we
what
didn't.
Snapchat's for.
No, we didn't.
I swear by it.
It was actually awkward because we Snapchatted, but we never were like
we Snapchatted. Friends, what, I don't even know what that means.
But he was with his girlfriend, so the whole time,
so this
AD
dude
and I,
this dude you used to send nudies to, is with his girlfriend.
I wasn't sending nudes to him. AV and I saw him at the gate, and I kept telling AV, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are the chances that he'd be here? This is so awkward. We keep making eye contact. I hate it. And then, of course, out of all the seats on the plane, I got sat right next to him, like literally directly next to him. We're sharing an armrest. And I don't know what came over us, but we didn't say one word to each other.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
and we
wow.
know
you didn't
each
talk
other.
To him?
We know each
Did
other.
Did you
like,
Snapchat
wow.
him and say
crazy.
Hi on Snapchat?
No. No. But even like when he would get up to go to the bathroom and I'd have to get up, he would just be like, oh, excuse me. And we like look at each other, but then we didn't say anything. And I would just like look down and be like, okay, yeah, go ahead.
You couldn't be more awkward.
I know.
And,
I know.
And what did he do? Because I want to know how it works. He got you to sit on a plane and not talk? Like,
yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah, he should have told me about that.
Yeah, it was the awkwardness. That's
oh,
what it was.
We
it
just
got to
make a real awkward for him.
Yeah, and I just tensed right up, and I didn't say anything, and it was just so weird.
We need to figure out how to bottle up his awkwardness and just give you a drink every now and then.
If I see a person I use to Snapchat, I just goes the mouth.
Okay. The Snapchat thing is a thing. Okay. Who did you run into at the airport? Was it a celebrity? Was it someone you used to Snapchat with, whatever the hell that means? Or did you see someone you know, and was it like a good greeting or an ex where it's like, this is awkward? 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls while we're commercial free. Hannah ran into a guy that she used to, whatever, Snapchat with or whatever that means, and they sat right next to him on the plane, which I think means she used to send nudies to this guy.
I
was next to him.
Not
That's my theory.
Sending him those. It
There's
was just
no other purpose
pictures.
For Snapchat other than to send nudies and disappear. And so she sat next to this dude and his girlfriend on the plane, and this guy, that's the key. I'm gonna Snapchat Hannah one time so then we could figure out how to keep her quiet, because she didn't say anything. She didn't even say hi to the guy. How awkward is that? But I'm just curious if anyone else ever ran into someone at the airport, whether it be a celebrity or just someone you know, and was it awkward? 314-531-9898. 98. Kevin, you ran into a couple
of
people?
I've seen a couple of celebrities. I never really approached them, but it was pretty cool. One of them was Emmitt Smith, the Dallas Cowboy running back, which was really, we just watched him actually run down the, you know, the hallway. He was trying to catch a flight, and it was like, that's Emmitt Smith.
I love that. I've met Emmitt Smith a few times because I used to live in Dallas. He used to come on my radio show all the time.
And then we were several people back in line behind Kathleen Turner. You know her better as Chandler Bing's dad on Friends, or, you know, Jessica Rabbit. But that was, I was like, Sarah, I think that's Kathleen Turner. And then she said something to the ticket agent. I'm like, that's Kathleen Turner.
That's so funny. You didn't say that?
No.
I was at lunch one time and Troy Aikman was sitting right next to me. It was just me, my wife having lunch, and then Troy Aikman. The whole restaurant was empty. And Troy Aikman was just sitting there drinking a beer. I didn't say anything to him because I wanted to act like, we had the whole restaurant to ourselves. It's us. And so I just gave him a head nod when he was leaving. Like, bro, what's up? See you later. Like,
I thought maybe
he told his friends, like, oh my God, Brett Mega was sitting there having lunch. I didn't know if I should approach him or not. That's what I figured. Jen, you ran into who at the airport?
I ran into Ozzie Smith.
That's cool.
Yeah. He was actually getting on the plane, and he was getting on our plane to go back to St. Louis, and he sat literally like right across the row, one seat back from us. And the whole time I kept telling my boyfriend at the time, I was like, that's Ozzie Smith. And he's like, who?
Shut up.
Grow up in St. Louis.
Did you dump him?
I did. And he was like, just say hi. Who cares? And I'm like, no, like I grew up like idolizing this guy. You have no idea.
I know your boyfriend who didn't know. Did you break up with him?
Oh, no. We're engaged now. We're going to get married.
Wow. He's lucky. He barely hung on after that, bro.
No, he's from Boston, so I gave him a pass. Okay.
Thank you for sharing. That's such a cool story. I cannot believe you ran into Ozzy.
At the end of the flight, I finally got up and, like, introduced myself and talked to him. And then he literally talked to us on the whole way out, all the way to baggage
claim.
Chit-chatted the entire time. It was really cool. He was super, super nice.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
You should have tried to grab the same bag at the same time. Oh, you have the same Gucci? Me too. Thank you so much for the call. Maggie, who did you run into? Another athlete, huh?
Hi. Yeah, so it wasn't actually me, but so my husband is a huge, huge Jerry Rice fan from the San Francisco 49ers, and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law were at the airport, and my sister-in-law was like, that guy looks like he could be a real athlete. Like, he looks really famous. And her husband was like, well, yeah, look at the giant Super Bowl ring on his hand.
Is it obvious?
Yes. And so my sister-in-law was like, oh my gosh, my brother had the biggest man crush on him growing up. He idolized this guy. I have to try and get his autograph. But she got really nervous. And so she wrote on an airport napkin and was like, hi, I'm the crazy girl in the hot pink sweatshirt over there. My brother idolized you. And I was just wondering if you might sign the back of this napkin. Thanks. And then she just like did a drive-by at the airport bar and dropped the cocktail napkin off, walked away. Jerry Rice picked his head up and like, saw her, waved, signed the back of the napkin, and now that napkin is in like a two-sided frame.
She pulled the napkin move and it worked?
Classic.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was good.
Such a cool story. And interesting enough to know those guys actually wear their Super Bowl rings out. Yeah. I thought they just put them in a case somewhere. This dude's rocketed at the airport bar. Damn.
Yeah. Just casually, you know.
Just casually signing napkins. Thank you so much. This is another really cool one. Shelly, who did you run into at the airport?
I ran into Willie Nelson.
Shut up.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Did he get arrested for trying to like get through like weed through like TSA?
I don't think so. We were on our way to Maui, Hawaii. I think we were probably in Dallas or Houston catching our plane. And I walked on, and it was one of those double-sided planes, and I'm like, I think that's Willie Nelson. So I literally put my stuff down, walked all the way around to go shake his hand.
Oh, wow.
And he did.
Really? Did he smell like weed? Was he just fun? Was he easy going? What was he like?
He was receptive of it. I didn't hang around too much because everybody was boarding, and they probably would have yelled at me. But, it was back in 2006, so it was quite a while ago,
Still
but I don't
cool
remember
story.
Him smelling. Yeah.
The pilot's actually just like, you got like a contact high.
Right, yeah.
That's too funny. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag? Tell us about some more celebrities.
Jelly Roll's wife addressed his absence on social media. I'll tell you what she had to say about it at 8:35.
Thank you for listening. Until you're...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.